Hey, welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB Magazine. Today, a special edition of the podcast features a discussion with Eileen Moore Johnson, the Chief Human Resources Officer for Scientific Games, about how she has transitioned from leading several casinos for Caesars Entertainment to the supply side. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by IGT, where the new Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet will put your bar over the top, built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more at igt.com/peakbartop. Eileen Moore Johnson has already had a full career in many roles for operator Caesars Entertainment, including leading several properties on the east side of the Las Vegas Strip during the many changes and developments there. Now, as Chief Human Resources Officer for Scientific Games, she has transitioned to the supply side of the business. Moore Johnson explains how she approaches her new position, how she is dealing with the pandemic, and what she sees in the future for her new employer. She spoke with me from her home in Las Vegas in December for her inclusion in the 25 People to Watch feature in the January issue of GGB. Eileen Moore Johnson, thanks for joining us on the podcast today, and congratulations on being named one of our 25 people to watch by our editorial advisory board. I was very surprised that you hadn't been as a person to watch prior to this, so I was glad to see we could highlight you this time.
Thank you, Roger. It's such an honor, and obviously I'm so early in my tenure at Scientific Games, I was absolutely surprised to cause this attention, so it's wonderful.
Well, you know, I love the idea when executives cross over from the operator to the supplier and vice versa, because you've got such experience in both sides of the industry, you know, and in the one side of the industry. So what, tell us what you bring to the supply side from your experience on the operator side.
Yeah, so it's no secret. Over the last 20 years, I definitely have purchased countless of our products that come from Scientific Games. So I have that customer orientation, but I really didn't understand the inner workings of the company and how these great products get put together.
Sure.
So being able to come now on the B2B side from B2C and understand all the amazing work that has to happen to create these great gaming products has been awesome.
Yeah, no question. But it must have been tough for you to leave Caesars. I mean, you had spent a bulk of your career there, and you had such great team members and in all of your stops along the way. I guess that was a little bittersweet.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you so much for asking that, Roger. You know, I have to tell you, it was really awe-inspiring to hear from so many of my former colleagues and friends and guests. Just their appreciation for me and over the years how I'd helped and supported them. You know, when you're going through your career, you don't always take time to look back and reflect on those things. So that was something that was really meaningful to me. And being at Caesars for over 20 years, you know, I really feel I was able to go out on top. My dream when I joined the company was to run a casino as a single property
sure.
GM.
Right.
So really being able to run a $1 billion division in the world's mm-hmm. most visited tourist destination.
Sure.
I way outkicked my coverage on that one. and, you know, if I think about it, the major revitalization that we did on the east side of the Strip, one of the things I'm most proud of is the job creation, the creating thousands of jobs over that time. And really able to change the face of that space on the Strip from Cromwell, the Link Promenade,
right.
the High Roller, all the way down to Harrah's was just tremendous. So I always look back on that. I'm grateful to Caesars for all of the experiences and opportunities that they gave me, and I will always cheer them on.
And that was such an exciting time with the development of the Link and the High Roller and the upgrades you did to the Flamingo and certainly the Cromwell, the whole changing of the Cromwell to a new brand. That must have been very exciting for you.
It really was. And then I would tell you, too, just having that ability during that high growth phase. Of course, we're going through another phase now, and I know the town
right.
will rebound and come back better than ever, but to be able to set records in employee engagement, customer service, and exceed your financial goals, those don't always come around
sure.
in your career at the same
right.
time. So to be able to do that was fantastic.
So, you know, in your role at Caesars, you had oversight over thousands of employees, and at Scientific Games, it's even more now. I understand Scientific Games has 9,500 employees. That's a lot of employees that you have to look over. How challenging is that?
Yeah, well, I would tell you it's actually pretty similarly sized to the four resorts in the retail district that I ran. So, you know, it's different because we're in 34 countries around the world. Yep. Scientific Games is a global powerhouse. So now I get to connect with people all around the world. And actually being able to do that during the pandemic, I've actually had more one-on-one time because we video conference just like you and I are doing right now.
Right.
So I've been able to have great connections during this time period. So it fits like a glove.
Yeah, no question. So, you know, really the two major divisions of Scientific Games are the lottery side and the gaming side. What's the proportion in terms of employees there?
Yeah, so we're split. I would say it's probably about 40% in our gaming division.
Okay.
And then another 20-25 in lottery. But we also have a good digital business.
Right.
As well as then SciPlay. As well on the social side.
Okay.
So we're kind of split amongst those four divisions.
Okay. So you have to know about every little division here, you know, not just the gaming division, which you're familiar with, but lottery must be new to you. And I guess to a certain extent, social.
Yeah. And particularly in the lottery side, that business was completely brand new. So I would tell you, I'm a curious person by nature, but I love to learn new things and new product offerings and how that business runs. It's also been, you know, really a great thing for our business to have the diversification that it does, because our lottery businesses continue to perform strongly throughout the pandemic, as well as our online businesses, both social and casino.
Right.
So that diversification strategy definitely pays off.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, you were known for really paying attention to women and minorities in the mentorship program at Caesars. You know, how are you planning to do that same kind of thing at Scientific Games, which I know already had a reputation as being good for that as well?
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy that you asked me that, Roger. You know, diversity, equity, inclusion is something that I'm well known for in my work. It's also something that I'm very proud of. And when you have those two things line up, it's very fortunate. So SG had been on a good path forward from a diversity standpoint, as you mentioned, really with the support of our board. Our board is very diverse in this space, which is fairly unique.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. And they're committed to supporting our journey. So really, within my first several months of joining, we've already established a DEI council. We're in touch with our employees around the world, and we're putting in real changes that help, whether that's recruiting, learning and development, retention. And our goal is pretty simple. We know that diverse teams outperform non-diverse teams. And so for us, it's all about a high performance culture where every employee belongs.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, you were one of the founding members and one of the original members of Global Gaming Women. You know, we've been supporting that right from the start at GGB, and I know it's very important to you. So why do you think that's such an important organization?
Yeah, absolutely. Global Gaming Women, I think, hit our industry at such a critical time and really is responsible, Roger, definitely to support from yourself and other industry titans. But it's just done a tremendous job of really empowering, educating, and growing women's careers, including my own, in the industry. And I have to tell you, when I look back on my career to date, launching industry-wide Lean In Circles with my co-chair, Holly Gagnon, is one of the things I'm most proud of. We've helped hundreds of women go through a peer-to-peer mentoring process, and the stories that we hear from them of getting through tough times, really having that circle to lean on in a confidential and safe setting. And like I said, empowering them to lean in and go after promotions in their careers has just been phenomenal. So I can't say enough about GGW. I'll be a lifelong supporter.
No question about that. So are you planning to do those Lean In Circles at Scientific Games as well?
Yeah, potentially. I think, you know, one of the things that I've seen also in the past that's worked well is to do overall diversity circles. Mm-hmm. I know some companies have used leadership circles. So I think for us at Scientific Games, we'd be taking an approach. I think one thing that the pandemic has taught us is even though we're based all around the world, we can really connect well over video conferencing and create some leadership circles that cut across different dimensions of diversity.
Right.
The Peak Bar Top Cabinet from IGT features a 23-inch constant curved LCD display and a robust variety of proven games. Based on extensive feedback from customers and players, IGT designed a more comfortable machine to meet the needs of all players. With a curved screen that reduces glare, a more ergonomic button deck, and appealing best-in-class games, the Peak Bar Top has everything players want for the ultimate entertainment experience. Learn more at igt.com/peakbartop. And now back to our podcast.
So let's talk about the pandemic. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for the industry. There's been layoffs and furloughs in all businesses, including my own. What are some of the things you've had to adjust in terms of operating as an HR executive, during this pandemic time?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing that's definitely in my past, whether it was hurricanes, natural disasters, or unfortunate security events, I have a lot of crisis management and planning. So I naturally gravitate towards these types of things because I know that as a team, when we can do them in a caring and compassionate manner and we all pull together and put our employees first, that we will get to the other side and be stronger and get to those good times. So I wanted to say that first and foremost. The second thing that I would tell you in my early days at Scientific Games is really just what an amazing heroic job my HR team has done. They're phenomenal. I inherited a rock star team.
Right.
So I have that good fortune when I arrived and got to meet everybody and work with them. But they really are the cultural stewards of our company. The backbone. They've become, right in this new world, they're public health and safety experts.
Yeah, sure.
They also have now become digital transformation experts and act as tech support and remote work gurus along with our IT team. They're vision setters for the organization, absolutely. And they also execute these necessary business changes that have to happen. And like I said, with a caring compassion, putting employees first, which again, we'll get to the other side and get back to some better times. I think the last thing I would say is that I've noticed with my HR team in particular at Scientific Games, they've truly become the voice of the employee and are able to connect with us at senior leadership to make sure that we're putting in place the right policies and procedures and make sure that we're taking care of our employees during these unprecedented times.
Okay. So when it comes to the people that really can't do their jobs from home, obviously the people who manufacture the machines and things like that, what kind of policies have you put in place there for them to come to work and just to make sure it's a safe and secure workplace?
Yes, it's a great question. In particularly, as I mentioned before, our lottery business, our manufacturing businesses, as well as digital, they've remained in many cases on site because they're essential on site personnel. So again, another thing that I inherited, we have an amazing risk management culture at SG. So they had put in something called their Safe Six protocols. And we were actually recognized by the state of Nevada for having best practices in place so early in the pandemic. And we were able to share those best practices out across not just the gaming industry, but all industries. But really, it involves with keeping employees safe, distanced, following the CDC guidelines, and ensuring that we're able to really put forth a service orientation to our employees. So for those employees that have to be on site for their work, that they feel safe and in the loop on the latest.
Okay, great. So you mentioned the board, the diverse boards you have. I mean, the entire upper level of the Scientific Games organization seems to have changed in the past year or so. You've got some great team members. I just know on the gaming side, as I'm more familiar with that side, with Jamie O'Dell and Matt Wilson, and I know there's been some changes in the lottery and certainly in the social and the online side. So but you like work over all these divisions. So you have to be familiar with all these executives. What's that like?
Yeah, it's awesome. So I've long admired the leadership from Jamie O'Dell and certainly Matt Wilson, who I've known for many years. It's just so exciting to have their leadership at SG. And then when you combine that with our CEO, Barry Cottle, and his vision for where the company is headed, also just given Barry's passion and his expertise in the gaming, digital, and innovation spaces, it's really powerful. I'll be honest, when they said, you've been recognized, Aline, as someone to watch. Honestly, Roger, I think SG is the one to watch, not me.
For sure.
But it's a powerful combination. I'm excited to be on board and grateful.
Yeah, we're going to be definitely be watching the entire company this year. So it's an exciting time for the company. So give me some of your, you were there running the properties at the beginning of the pandemic. Just give me some of your feedback on what you think it's going to take to come out of this. We just ran a piece today that, are we thinking about what's going to happen, when the pandemic starts to wind down, when there's a vaccine out there? How do you think it's going to, Vegas and the industry as a whole is going to come out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an optimist by nature, so I will say, you know, I'll couch my statements with that clarification. But I definitely think that Las Vegas in particular will rebound. I think there are a lot of strong economic indicators that tell us customers do want to come. They do want to be entertained. They just want to be safe. And so I think as we alleviate those safety concerns, you know, what I'm hearing from my friends and family and people that I'm talking to, they can't wait to come back, but they want it to be that full Las Vegas experience that they can only get here, you know. So that means larger scale entertainment. That means, you know, whether you're attending a group or a convention, that means going to a nightclub. So those types of things need to come back in a safe way. But then I think the town, you flip the switch and it's back to the good old days.
Sure, absolutely. So you know as well as anybody that corporate culture is such an important element of any company, you know, if only for employee morale and also for, of course, profitability. So how did you see the corporate culture at Scientific Games when you showed up, and how are you going to kind of bolster that kind of corporate culture mentality?
Yeah, so the corporate culture, you know, when I first got there, I found it very welcoming. Mm-hmm. Scientific Games is a place that's had a stronghold in innovation and creativity. And so people really work well together and collaborate together.
Right.
So that's something that really impressed me. I do think having a people-first orientation is something that's more new. You know, I do think that that's Barry's vision for the company, and that's going to drive really this high-performance culture that will start to see amazing results. These tough times, I also think, having that collaboration, it really shows through in your results. Your ability to survive and get through these tough times together, I think is very important.
Right, right. And, you know, I've been witness to a lot of the changes in Scientific Games, and the corporate culture always has seemed to be very strong just because of the commitment they have to the company and to the success of the games that they put out.
Absolutely. And I would say, too, you know, the measures that the company undertook, you know, prior to my arrival at the beginning of the pandemic, with the executive team, you know, foregoing salary for
sure,
a period of
right.
time,
yep.
For Barry not taking a salary the entire year. They made a lot of moves in very early days that many companies followed, I think went a long way with our employees. Also, our ability to try to have people pitch in across the company. And then really our ability to bring back some of those austerity measures, I think also sooner than some other people in the spaces, went a long way with our employees in terms of their appreciation
sure.
and understanding that we're all in this together.
Great, great. Well, I think that's the message we want to put out there for the entire industry. So thanks for the time, Eileen. It's a very exciting time as we're going into 2021. And hopefully we won't repeat 2020 and we'll move forward.
I'm
so.
With you.
So thank you for the time and congratulations.
Well.
Let him blow
okay,
down. Cool. Click, clack, unload, reload, load out here. Done with the lies, I'm done with the lies. I'm seeing right through it. Yeah. Telling goodbyes, I'm yelling goodbyes. I'm seeing right now on the vibe. So no one is speaking so much these days, including me, nobody's perfect, not on the surf. I hate to be one day.
Hope you enjoyed this special edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by IGT, where you can raise the bar with IGT's Peak Bar Top Poker Cabinet, built with an emphasis on player comfort and game variety. Learn more at IGT.com/peakbartop. To learn more about the pandemic and how the supply side is dealing with it, visit GGBmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.